From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, he's up next, Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let me give you the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. The phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's crash it again. We've crashed it one time. They keep getting better servers. CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget, in your app store, to download the Critical Health News app. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. We're back with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He joins us every 3 weeks from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website, and the toll-free number to call is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. In about 15 minutes or less, we'll be taking your phone calls and calls next hour as well, health-related issues. I've got a whole slew of emails that have come in, too, with people who have questions for Ben. Pharmacist Ben, welcome back to Coast.
What's up, George? Good to talk to you again.
You too, my friend. You keeping busy?
Mm-hmm.
Helping people, trying to make them healthy. That's the important
thing. You know, I can't even begin to tell you how satisfying it is.
Artificial blood.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, huh?
The things that are coming up, George, in the future, I heard you talking about drones. The things that are coming up in the future are just so mind-boggling. It's half exciting and it's half scary.
It is.
We're looking at the end. We're looking at the beginning of a new epoch in humanity. In other words, with prosthetics, with AI, artificial limbs that are controlled by thought, cells that are being turned into computer chips, into information processors, connected up to computers. This is what the new world is about, genetic technology, being able to change the genes inside in utero. I mean, there's some amazing, amazing things that are half mind-blowing and half scary.
Indeed. Okay, we've got a whole bunch of emails here before we get to the break and phone calls. Let's go through them. Lisa in Pocatello, Idaho says, what is your opinion on alkaline water?
You know what? I hear about this all the time. Let me tell you this. The human body has a pH control system. I suppose I'll tell you a little bit about pH. pH is a measurement of acid and alkaline. Things are either acidic, which means they're spewing out energy, or they're alkaline, which means they're sucking up energy. Alkaline is like a vacuum cleaner that sucks up energy. Acid is like a fountain that spews energy. And by energy, I'm talking about electrical energy, technically electrons. When we eat food, the food goes into our blood, and if the blood is not alkaline, if it's not like a vacuum cleaner, we can't get the energy out of food. If the blood is acidic, we become malnourished. Not only that, but acids represent a stress and a burden on the body. So there's a lot of thought about how can we make the body more alkaline? How can we make the inside of the body more alkaline? Interestingly, the skin happens to be acid, but inside the body you need it alkaline. So there's all kinds of devices and waters and techniques to make the body make the blood alkaline so it can suck up energy more efficiently. Well, it turns out that nature has the perfect way, the easiest way, to make the blood alkaline. You don't need to go to the store and buy water. You don't need any special filters or special devices, and you don't need any special nutrients even to make the blood alkaline. You know how you do it, George?
It's how do you do
talk
it?
About all, what is it?
How do you do it?
Something we talk about all the time. SDR breathing. Oxygen is alkaline. Carbon dioxide is acidic. So when you breathe, you want to make sure you're breathing slowly, deeply, and rhythmically. And this is why there's a calming effect when you oxygenate correctly and blow off carbon dioxide. So don't waste your money on devices and on tools for and all the different ways that you can alkaline the body by buying things. Just practice breathing. Our problems, our respiratory issues, our inability to understand how to breathe correctly is behind so much of our health crises and health challenges. And to me, it underscores or highlights what I talk about in this program all the time and really what my life is about in terms of explaining how the body works, George. How simple it is to be healthy. We have medicalized health. We have made it so that we have to go to authorities outside of us in order to not only understand our body, but to help our body get better. It's not true. With breathing, with nutrition, with muscle relaxation, these are all wonderful strategies that you can employ from the comfort of your own living room and bedroom and bathroom and truly get healthy. If we really had, if we would really cared about health in this country, we wouldn't have national drug insurance and free drugs for everybody the way the politicians are always talking about. We would have national massage insurance, George. Can you imagine if you got a massage twice a month, how much better you would feel? Do you know how much more relaxed the body would be if we got massaged, if we got had a hot tub, if we had yogurt on the government, if we had these nutritional supplements for everybody instead of free drugs? These are the simple little things that get us healthy naturally and the way we're supposed to, and the divine way to be healthy, by leveraging the body's built-in healing system with food, with oxygen, with relaxation, with the little things. And that's my whole message. Health is simple. We do not have to be condemned to the suffering that the horrible suffering that people go through when they have a chronic disease, the shortage in longevity, and not to mention the untold billions and trillions of dollars that go into this healthcare system that is a travesty, an absolute disaster.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take your phone calls, your texts and tweets this half hour and next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben donates his time to criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And, of course, that toll-free number to call, because there are people there right now to answer your questions. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, your phone calls, your tweets with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. So you just get ready to do what you have to do. Well, Halloween is 30 days away. I can't believe it. It's just coming along. I'll be in St. Louis doing our show, of course, Ghost to Ghost, where the weather gets chilly. It's really neat for Halloween. It really is. But we're putting together our annual Ghost to Ghost show right now, aren't we, Thomas?
We are indeed. You looking forward to those clowns, George?
No.
We know how much you like clowns.
That's right.
We are looking for some ghost stories, really scary stories, and there's an opportunity that you could tell them live on the air on Halloween night. So send us your best ghost stories, your name, phone number, and your best story you have to ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. That's ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com.
Include your phone number and that story, of course. And we do this because we get inundated with phone calls. And if you've got a really great story, you might not be able to get through because the lines are packed all the time.
Yep,
so you call them back, you screen them out, talk to them about the story, and if you think it's a great ghost-to-ghost story, on they come.
It's a fun night.
Yep, it really is. We're going to do a few little surprises this time, too, as well. So that's ghost-to-ghost. The email, again, is ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back. You can, by the way, email Pharmacist Ben through the criticalhealthnews.com website. We're getting lots of emails about that, criticalhealthnews.com. And the number I give out is not to get on the program tonight. It is to call for information about the things that Pharmacist Ben, or when Doc Wallach is on, talks about this. This number does not change. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. John wants to know, how do I stop snoring?
It's funny, but it's not funny. Snoring is a really a sign of some serious metabolic issues. Now, aside from the physical issues, the structural issues in the nasal cavity and the places where you breathe from, and there's some structural problems and inflammation.
Yeah, Doc would say, you got a problem with your skull.
You got a problem with what I would say is you got problems with your sugar and your weight. It's a classic sign of blood sugar issues.
Really?
And obesity. So it's associated with both of those. So again, we were talking about the simple little things you could do. One of the most simple, easiest ways that you can increase your longevity and improve your prognosis of your health challenge, all health challenges, including snoring, is to stabilize your blood sugar with nutrition and with food. And by food, I'm talking about going ketogenic, eating more protein. By the way, did you read that study about meat that came out?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
Yeah, so, meat is powerful stuff, and it's a shame to deprive yourself of that, but that's another issue.
Moderation,
correct. So more protein, less carbohydrates, for one, and then use nutrients. There's wonderful nutrients. Diabetes is such a big problem, George, and I get this question all the time. I know you do, too. What can I do for my blood sugar? What can I do for diabetes? You turn on the TV, and you see commercials for anti-diabetic drugs. It is so easy to use nutrition to stabilize blood sugar because nutrients were designed to help the body process energy, and, of course, sugar is a main source of energy. Chromium, vanadium. Doc caught on to these minerals that were so important for helping the body utilize sugar. He created a product called Sweet Ease from Youngevity. Everybody needs to be on it, not just diabetics. Everybody needs to be on it. That's the Sweet Ease from Youngevity. Also, magnesium is wonderful for helping stabilize blood sugar.
It's good for the heart, too.
Good for exactly. That's such a good point, George, you just made. When you take care of your body with nutrition, you get beneficial effects. When you try to do it with a drug, you get side effects.
Mm-hmm.
That alone tells you how powerful nutrients are compared to prescription medicine, or how effective, I should say, nutrients are compared to prescription medicine. Selenium, the ultimate selenium from Youngevity, highly underappreciated for blood sugar. You can't make insulin without selenium. And then one of my all-time favorite blood sugar nutrients, important for schizophrenics, important for mental health, important for skin health, important for digestive health, and a key player in blood sugar control, is niacin, vitamin B3. Youngevity came out with the ultimate niacin. They don't even market it for blood sugar, but it has so many wonderful benefits, including helping your body stabilize blood sugar. Long story short, there are many ways to keep your blood sugar stable. When you do that, you'll lose weight, you'll increase your longevity, reduce your risks of cancer and heart disease, and your snoring will decrease as well.
All right, Ben, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lloyd in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program. Lloyd, go ahead.
Hey, Lloyd.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, my big deal right now is blood pressure, high blood pressure, with taking three blood pressure pills with a beta blocker.
How do they make you feel, Lloyd? How do those blood pressure medicines make you feel?
I really don't.
Lethargic? Yeah. You don't feel like doing anything?
Not really. Really, it's not controlling my blood pressure at all.
How tall and how much do you weigh, Lloyd?
6 foot tall. I lost a lot of weight, so now I'm at 326 or something like that.
Okay, go ahead.
489.
Well, high blood pressure is another classic sign of blood sugar issues. It's also a sign of elevated stress. The first thing to do, this is so cool, George, this is a blood pressure hack. And anybody who has a blood pressure cuff can test this out themselves. You take your blood pressure, see what it is at baseline. Then you draw yourself a warm bath and sit in the warm bath for 10 minutes. Then you come out and take your blood pressure again. And I'm guaranteeing you it is going to drop like a stone from sitting in the warm bath. On the other hand, beta blockers and calcium channel blockers and vasodilators, that is drugs that open up blood vessels, are among the most toxic and deadly drugs of all. And this poor gentleman is on three of them. There's no way that your body cannot start to break down and you cannot feel like crap when you're on any, even one antihypertensive. But when you're on three antihypertensives, this is horrible. So what I would suggest for Lloyd is, number one, warm baths. Number two, SDR breathing, the slow, deep rhythmic breathing. Again, that's another blood pressure hack that works really quickly. And then start using nutrition. The niacin that we talked about from just a moment ago for blood sugar, ultimate niacin is one of the all-time great antihypertensives. Oh, yeah. The ultimate niacin from Youngevity, the niacin helps lower your cholesterol. Bonus. It helps you process sugar. It helps you lower your cholesterol. And it reduces blood pressure. Magnesium, you mentioned that earlier. Again, natural vasodilator, natural blood vessel opener that drops your blood pressure. Get on the Osteomag. Get on the Ultimate EFA. In fact, I would just get on the Healthy Start Pack if I were you and throw in the Ultimate Niacin. You'll get everything you need to lower your blood pressure. And don't forget to take those warm baths and your SDR breathing.
And you got to lose some weight.
Absolutely.
That's important. Good luck to you, Lloyd. And if you need more information, call 1-855-949-7234. They will help you. 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. And I can't tell you how many people email me, Ben, when they know that you or Doc Wallach is going to be on the program.
Well, that's very gratifying.
Just to get ready.
You know, I can't – I'm not even close to Doc's class or Doc's league. He's been doing this for 60 years almost. He's been out there talking about the importance of nutrition and helping save lives.
Oh, he lives and breathes this.
Lives and breathes it. You know, he has a hard time getting around now. He hurt himself. He still does his talk. He does them sitting. And they're still just as impactful and as powerful as they were when I first saw him 20 years ago. And I'm telling you out there, if you ever have an opportunity to see Doc Wallach speak, you want to take that opportunity. That is a wealth of information, and he presents it in such an entertaining and just compelling way that it grabs your attention for 2 to 2.5 hours. He talks for 2.5 hours.
Well, at the end of this month, I'm going to be with him in Chicago at the Chicago Health Show.
And you're going to get to see him in action.
It's, yes,
it's
I sure
really,
am.
Really amazing.
He is
and I've seen him so much, but every time I see him, I learn something new.
He's a good guy.
A great guy.
Next up, let's go to Joe in Boston. Welcome to the program. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Hi, Ben. Good morning. I just want to say I feel so sad about what happened to that man, but we'll discuss that some other time. I disagree with you, but that's another issue. Mr. Fuchs, I am visually impaired. I have no money for these supplements. I think I know I have a structural problem beside GERD. I can't stop this horrible coughing, and my airway closes, and they won't do anything. They won't do an exploratory surgery. These vitamins, we don't have the money for them. Is there a company, Angels or something?
Well,
I think you mentioned it, how I could get the help. I lay on my side. I can't sleep on my back because my airway closes. So
yeah,
that's,
are you overweight?
No, I'm only 170 pounds. I'm 6 feet two.
Okay, and you got the GERD going on. Well, the GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, technically also known as heartburn, is a sign that you're eating the wrong food. Now, at this point, your digestive system can be so deteriorated that there may be some other things going on, but that's really where you want to work, is on the digestive system. I call this the triangle of disease, George. The three points of bodily breakdown that underlie all health issues, ALL 100%, 100.00% of chronic long-term health issues, and that's number one, the digestive system, number two, the blood sugar system, and then the point of the triangle is the adrenal glands and the thyroid, two very important structures that help the body deal with stress and energy. But the point I'm making is at the bottom, you got the digestive system and the blood sugar system. Now, we talked about the blood sugar system a lot. My friend, you got to start working on your digestive system. Start to track the foods that are associated with the heartburn. That's number one, or the GERD. Track those foods and then start to eliminate those foods. And then number two, after all your meals, you want to make sure you're using your ultimate enzymes, as well as a little bit of apple cider vinegar. You know, apple cider vinegar is unbelievable for the stomach, and people who have heartburn think that they have to stay away from acids. It turns out that apple cider vinegar can actually help the body help the stomach digest food to reduce heartburn. So it's kind of a little counterintuitive. Enzymes with the apple cider vinegar, and then don't forget a good probiotic supplement. If money's an object, probiotics tend to be the most expensive of all the supplements. Make your own fermented food. Make your own sauerkraut. Chop up some cabbage.
A little yogurt.
Yogurt, you got to be a little careful because of the dairy, but yes.
Yeah.
And not all yogurt, by the way, has the good cultures, the good bacteria in it. So you got to make sure it's a good, you get it at a health food store. But a cabbage is so cheap. You can chop up a bunch of cabbage, put a little bacterial starter in there. You get that at a health food store. And then cover it up with cheesecloth or some paper towels or something and let it sit. And you get your own sauerkraut. Or you do it with beets. Or you do it with cucumbers. Wonderful way to get good bacteria in the digestive system. So track your foods. If you can afford the ultimate enzymes, those are cheap from Youngevity, and then also a little apple cider vinegar, and then probiotic supplements, ideally, or if not, fermented foods. Work on the digestive system.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
This one in from Carrie in Dallas, Texas. I'm an avid exerciser. Please have pharmacist Ben talk about the pros and cons of jumping rope on the body.
Oh, my God.
Jumping rope.
You must do that, George. I bet you jump.
I'm not a jumping rope person because my coordination probably is so bad I could never time it right.
I could picture you being, because you do that military workout, right?
Yes, I do the Royal Canadian Air Force exercise course.
Yeah,
but we don't have to jump rope.
No, I thought that would be part of it.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right, jumping rope's amazing, though. And I can't jump rope either. But not only is it good exercise, aerobic exercise, but it's great coordination exercise. Great for people who are starting to get a little bit on the frail side, you know, starting to age. Great way to help regenerate the nerves. Great way to build muscle. It's an awesome, awesome exercise. I can't do it either, by the way, George. So.
Well, you have to have great coordination.
You really do. Boxers. You ever see boxers doing?
Oh my! You ever see Muhammad Ali do it during his day?
Exactly.
Just
like switching hands.
It was just amazing.
Amazing.
And the clearance is like a half an inch. From the floor to their jump.
Do you watch professional sports at all, George?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God, these athletes are over the top. The things the human body can do, George. The things we're all capable, and if one person's capable of it, we're all capable.
Remember the athletes, though, of the early days of the 20s and 30s, like Babe Ruth?
They didn't look as good.
They didn't look like athletes. He had a big pot belly and everything, but, man, he could sure hit home runs.
I know. That was ridiculous. Are you a baseball fan?
Oh, yeah.
That man was amazing. You know, here's something.
Everything Detroit is my sport.
Okay?
Everything Detroit.
The Red Wings, even?
Yep.
So, but here's the thing about Babe Ruth that's very important and very inspiring. He had 714 home runs, and he was the home run, you know, leading home run guy for many years.
Until Hank Aaron got him.
Until Hank Aaron. And he led the had the major league record for strikeouts. He struck out more times, and he hit more home runs. Yeah. I find that very inspiring for people who want to do things.
Well, he was always swinging for the fences.
Yes, swing for the fences. You know, be Babe Ruth. You may strike out a lot, but you can hit a lot of home runs.
Yep, absolutely. And those were in those days when the ball wasn't as jumpy as it is. That's right. That was a big, thick, hard ball. It sure was.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to go outside of a park. But he hit that 1 year, 60 home runs?
60 home runs in one season in those days.
That was more than whole teams.
And wasn't that a shorter season, too, 154 games?
That's right. And, here's the thing. He was a great pitcher.
He was.
He was a great, not a good pitcher.
With Boston.
Yeah.
And they traded him to New York, and that's why there's the curse.
The curse, the Bambino, right?
Yep. 1-855-949-RADIO, that's the toll-free number to call for this incredible staff that is there to give you information, because they are very knowledgeable in things. 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. Definitely go to the website with your smartphone, with your laptop, with your desktop, and spend some time looking at it, watch some of Doc's free videos, and just enjoy yourself on the website. It's just a great way to be healthy. I've got my mother doing it now, and she's 90 years old.
Your mom's 90?
90 years old, and she still drives.
Are you serious?
She is active.
What does she owe it to? What's her secret?
She owes it to supplementation.
That's awesome.
When I was a little boy, she was into this so much.
Okay.
She would clip articles out. You know, we didn't have computers in those days.
No. Okay.
She'd clip articles out of magazines and newspapers.
Wow.
And
did you think it was crazy?
No. Yeah. And then when I ended up moving to Minnesota to be a news director at a TV station, she started mailing me things. She used to just give them to me.
So but she's been supplementing since the 50s.
Yep.
That's wild.
And she still sends me articles.
Where did you get supplements back then?
Health food stores, drug stores.
Was it considered kind of crazy?
No, it really wasn't. I mean, we didn't get this, you know, right now, as you well know, with longevity, you can get supplements for almost anything, and you focus in on it. In those days, a lot of things were multiple.
You know what Doc Wallach's first supplement was? Did he ever tell you the story?
No.
Rabbit pellets.
Rabbit pellets. He did tell me he ate rabbit pellets. He did say that story. That's right.
Cereal. He put rabbit.
Let's go to Monique in Sunland, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Monique. Go ahead.
Hi, George and Pharmacist.
Hi. Hey,
so I was listening to how you were saying that massage was good.
Yes.
I completely agree. I have a couple questions in here, but this is like the main one. How do we get society to feel that massage is a normal thing? I mean, a lot of times people do it for one another in school or whatever, but you get out and people think it's either a sexual thing or it's a luxury thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, and
that's
even if you're in an accident, your insurance won't pay for you to get massage, which is probably one of the best ways to heal. And then just really quickly, too, you mentioned about meat is good. I have no doubt about that, but I've been a vegetarian like 18 years, vegan 13 years, and, you know, I mean, there's a large growing of number of people that really feel for the animals and that they should be able to have their lives and, you know, against speciesism. So,
those are two great questions. First of all,
you're
a massage therapist.
A couple minutes before the break.
Okay,
go ahead.
Real quick. First of all, I'm sure you're a massage therapist because you understand a lot about massage, and I've said this for years. We need national massage insurance. People need to understand how important massage is, not sexual. It's for health. It's for healing. It's for recovery. It's for activating the relaxation nervous system. It's for a better brain health and mental health. There's so many reasons why it's important. And I assume you're a massage therapist, and I appreciate your work. The second thing is, I never said meat was good food. I said there were good things in meat, and that's different.
Right. I said moderation.
Yeah, it's a big difference. See, the meat today is not the way meat was when we grew up on the African savannah, okay? We evolved to eat meat. I don't care what any vegetarians say. We evolved to eat meat. Our digestive system is evolved to eat everything. We're omnivores. So we're supposed to eat everything. We're opportunistic eaters. The problem is hamburgers and steaks aren't the way we used to eat. The body isn't capable of getting the benefits from the typical factory farm chickens and cows and the kind of meat that we eat the way it got the nutritional value out of wild game, that we're eating grass, that didn't have pesticides, that we're eating fresh, that we're rarely eating because, you know, to get a big animal back in the day, it was hard work, and you had to work hard to get it. So when you hear about how important meat is, you got to take into account that we don't eat meat the way we're supposed to. Nonetheless, for protein, for iron, for B vitamins, for all your minerals, meat is a phenomenal food. And interestingly, nobody's allergic to meat or nobody's toxic to meat, but you can be allergic to plants and you can be toxic to plants. And for vegetarians who believe mistakenly that vegetables are all benign and gentle and animals are toxic and heavy and hard to eat, it's actually the opposite.
Ben, we're going to come back and take some more calls with you next hour. Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. Or the number to call, there are people there right now to help you, 1-855-949-7234.